This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour. And what a great hour we've got lined up for you. We're going to be joined momentarily by a gentleman who I know for many, many years and consider a good friend. He is Vice President of SEMA, and SEMA is, of course, the Specialty Equipment Market Association show, the huge show in Las Vegas, and they're getting set up, and it's all going to be happening this week in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we're going to talk to Peter McGilvery all about that. Coming up a little later on in the hour, Don Jones, one of our freaking contributors, CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's going to be hitting the road to visit the Don Garlitz Museum in the not-too-distant future. So we'll get the latest on where he's been and where he's going. Let's see what we can give out for prizes here. Trivia-wise, the Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage has some great prizes available for you. Trivia question left over from a previous hour of the broadcast. Going back to the 1980s, isn't that long ago, the Dodge folks had a vehicle which also is the name of a zodiac sign. What was the name of that vehicle? This is an easy question. 855-660-4261. Well, I've been going to the SEMA show for 20 years. It's just the last couple of years due to some health problems that I haven't had the opportunity to go out there. I'm really looking forward to hoping to be there for 2017. But the 2016 show is just about to kick off, and I've been following all of the excitement at theSEMAshow.com website and other websites. Looks like it's going to be fantastic to give us a preview and give us an update on how things are coming along as the show comes together. He is one of the vice presidents of SEMA, Peter McGilvery. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, when you're surrounded by incredibly beautiful cars, I think there's about 600 of them around me right now. No two are exactly the same. It's hard not to have a smile on your face as the vehicles load into the 50th anniversary of the SEMA show here in Las Vegas.
Isn't that an amazing number? And I noticed you were sharing on Facebook some of the decorations in the Central Hall lobby celebrating 50 years. But let's take a moment to salute SEMA for 50 years and also take folks back to that first SEMA. And folks like Barry McGuire and other folks have told me stories of what that was like, Vic Edelbrock, in comparison to what we're going to be seeing this coming week.
You know, it's funny. The more things change, the more things stay the same. We started out as a trade association and a trade show, a marketplace for members of the SEMA industry to come and connect with buyers. And it didn't matter if you were a big company or a small company. The show management and the board of directors of SEMA have always had this dedication and this commitment to small businesses. So if you showed up at the SEMA show with a card table, and we've got pictures from that very first show under the grandstands at Dodger Stadium where their guys literally, with a card table, product sitting in the middle of the table, their best suit on, and they're ready for business. And today we occupy nearly 3 million square feet of the Las Vegas Convention Center. We're from wall to wall. We're just covering this this fantastic facility. They're big companies, but then they're also the small ones too. And the landscape is, and the campus is just huge here. But there's 500 companies that are here for the very first time. They've got a big idea, a great product that they want to bring to the market. And today we've got over 60,000 buyers from around the world that are visiting the show. Back in that first show, really it was folks primarily from the East and West Coast of the United States. And now it's global. It's a global marketplace. Everybody has gotten bitten by the hot rod bug. And whether you like to modify trucks or SUVs or restore vintage American muscle, there is a whole industry of products that will help achieve that goal of your vehicle being exactly fit to your tastes.
So true, Peter, and certainly we've seen just enormous growth in the automotive aftermarket industry. And the other thing that I really am proud to have covered over the years and want to continue to see this grow even more, the fact that the car companies, the OEMs, you know, at one time it was kind of the aftermarket versus the car companies, but because of all the hard work at behind the scenes at SEMA, we now have situations where car companies are providing computer images and providing data and setting up measuring opportunities for folks. If there's a new Ford F-150 coming out, a cooperation between the aftermarket and the original equipment maker, something that would be unheard of 50 years ago.
Well, it really is a win-win where the SEMA industry and the companies that we represent, they are constantly taking perfectly good, fantastic new cars and trucks and making them even better. And the automakers know that when a vehicle hits the showroom floor, their customers have this expectation now. Now that we live in this era of personalization where my cell phone is different, or cell phone ring is different than yours, my coffee is different than yours, we live in this world where it's perfectly reasonable to have everything fit and suit your specific tastes. Well, certainly that goes for automobiles too. And so consumers have this expectation, and the automakers know it, and they want to serve their consumers. So it's great to have this this industry and this cooperation and this collaboration with automakers, where we're working on producing parts together. And everyone knows that the best way and the best industry segment to serve that consumer is the SEMA industry. So it has come full circle where we're all pulling together and ultimately trying to serve that consumer that wants their vehicle to fit them like a glove.
Absolutely, and to be able to buy that new vehicle and to be able to instantly put their own personal stamp on it rather than wait, like in the past, you'd have to wait 6 months or a year for the aftermarket to get their act together, but they got it ready right at the rollout for the vehicle. And speaking of rollouts, we've seen over the years, in recent times, the world debuts of vehicles at the SEMA show, and for 2016, we're going to see the North American debut of the Honda Civic Type R. And this was unheard of not that long ago, and this is just one of many that we've seen over the years.
Well, the nature of auto shows have changed, and really the SEMA show is not a typical auto show that you'll see in Detroit or Chicago or New York. Those are all fantastic powerhouse shows in their own right, but the SEMA show is a bit different. It is, because it is exclusive, you have to apply and you have to qualify to attend this show, both as an exhibitor but also as an attendee. It creates a certain amount of buzz and, I don't know, just some energy that
auto marketers. Hold that thought.
future.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a G-Truck or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
If you're going to be attending the 2016 SEMA show in Las Vegas, you can actually check out Hot Rod Alley. We are previewing the show with a great friend of the program, personal friend as well, Vice President of SEMA, Peter McGilvery. And we were telling you before the break that Honda is going to have a North American debut of their Civic Type R. Hyundai is going to show off 5 innovative new concepts, including a new Skunk Works race car. and BMW, a brand that we really haven't seen at SEMA that much in the past. They're going to be showing off BMW performance parts and original BMW accessories in Las Vegas. It's going to be a busy week, Peter. We got cut off there by hard network breaks, so why don't you finish up your comments that you were saying before that break?
Well, it's just, it really is great to see all the companies come to the show year after year with great products and great ideas. That's what the lifeblood of this show is the passion and enthusiasm that that this industry has for innovation. And we're really looking forward to a fantastic week here.
Certainly, whenever I have the opportunity to interview the folks at SEMA, and especially the car company designers, they always tell me, you know, that they get inspiration from going to the SEMA show and see what some of these creative builders have done. I mean, outside, which is something relatively new, you guys didn't used to do this, but this show is so big that it spills outside, and you'll see vehicles that are built in cooperation between the owner of the vehicle and the aftermarket suppliers, and some of these are nothing short of breathtaking, Peter.
Well, it's an innovative show. It's an active show. And so while we still have plenty of folks here who have got their products strewn among tabletops throughout the convention center, we do have Continental Driving Experiences, the Ford out front, General Motors Proving Grounds. There's all of these interactive places. We got a new one with Arcticat, who's going to be driving some UTVs around in the dirt. So it's really a lot of fun, and it helps us charge our batteries up. I mean, really, it's great to come here and network with all the stakeholders from this great industry, and gets you fired up for next year.
Oh, absolutely. And every year, of course, there's the SEMA banquet, and I'm jealous I'm going to miss this guy because I'm a fan of Larry the Cable Guy. He's going to be the entertainer this year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, our good friend Dave McClelland, who he retired last year, and that was his last SEMA banquet. He's got some folks that are following in his footsteps. Jesse Combs, who you all may or may not know, is who has achieved so much already in this industry, but she's vying to be the fastest woman in the world. Her friend Dennis Pitzenbarger will be at the banquet this year, and we're inducting to some new members of the Hall of Fame, Matt Augusta, our friend Chip Foos, who's doing great.
Oh, great.
And Gary Hooker from Hooker Headers.
Oh, perfect. All such worthy nominees and inductees into the Hall of Fame. That's going to be fantastic. Let's talk a little bit of something about something you touched on earlier, and that's the small companies. And I've heard and interviewed so many people, you know, who are tiny companies that out of their garage, you know, they come up with a product and they scrape up the money to go to the SEMA show, and then they enter that product into the awards. And if the product is recognized with SEMA reward, if you enter your new product, some of these mom and pop businesses have gone through the roof.
They do. And it's, you know, what's great is this show is the largest annual gathering in North America. So there's more small businesses gathered here at the SEMA show each year than any other venue in the world. And it is the type of place where you can get discovered. You can get discovered as a marketer, as a parts manufacturer, as a technology guy. It is a great place and has a wonderful energy with all of the legacy companies that started with us 50 years ago, and then all of the new ones. Each one shares one thing in common. They've got a fantastic idea, and they're bringing it to this great marketplace.
So true, Peter. And another thing we should tell our listeners across North America and around the world listening on GCNlive.com, not only is all the business going on, the buyers seeking out the hot new products and the manufacturers showing off their wonderful goods, but SEMA does such a wonderful job in educating and providing seminars for the members, and I think that's wonderful.
Yep, it's you know, this place is, and this organization has just so much going for it. Whether it's the work in Washington D.C. or the business development resources that we have at the SEMA Garage and the collaboration with the automakers, and it all manifests itself each year at the SEMA show.
And for folks who want to monitor the action this week, of course, all the big media outlets will be there, but SEMAshow.com is one of the places, and of course, there's a big social media presence for SEMA in 2016 as well.
We do. We've got fantastic teams working on our Facebook and doing several Facebook Live broadcasts. If you're not friends with us or connected with us on Instagram or YouTube, now's the time, because there is a whole lot of content that is being pushed out there right now.
Well, Peter, I really want to thank you. I know it's a busy time, a setup time, and I'm sure you're up to your ears. Is your wife still teaching at Northeastern in Boston?
My wife still at Northeastern University. You're absolutely right.
Oh, that's fantastic, and you're still going back and forth. That's great, and I miss Boston. I'm in Florida. Came down here for a startup that didn't start up a few years ago, but hopefully I'm gonna make my way back to Boston. And certainly that's such a wonderful place for healthcare with my personal situation. And I want to thank you on air for assistance with that as well. And I'm going to be following up with Joel in the weeks to come. But in the meantime, everybody, check out SEMAshow.com. This is the center of the automotive universe. And as Angus McKenzie from the 10 Enthusiast Network said to me a couple of years ago, I mean, this is one of the big international auto shows. It's just as big as all the rest. Thank you, Peter, so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. See you soon.
I'll be there. I'll be there next year with God's help. He's Peter McGilvery, Vice President of SEMA. Straight ahead, more of Auto World around the bend. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Well, we finally have a winner here for the trivia question. The trivia question was about the horoscope sign that also was a Dodge model during the 1980s. It wasn't a very cool car, to say the least. It was one of the K cars from Lee Iacocca's years as the head guy at Chrysler, and it was, drum roll please, it was the Dodge Aries, and we want to thank Diego in Florida for coming up with the answer to that question. And Diego, I got all your information here via email, thank you very much, and we'll send this over to the Busted Knuckle Garage guru himself, Mr. Warren Tracy. We'll throw out another quick trivia question here, then we'll go to a very special guest. One of our regular contributors standing by. Let's make it a relatively easy question as well. Let's go back into the 1980s. Before, I love the exotic supercars. There was an exotic supercar that happened before the Ferrari F40 from the Ferrari brand. Of course, if you know supercars, it started really with this model, then it went to the F40, then to the F50, then eventually to the Enzo, and of course, now they've got the most ridiculously named vehicle from Ferrari in the history of the brand, the LaFerrari. Ferrari is now the Halo supercar. But back in the middle 1980s, they had a special edition Ferrari that was actually based off the 308-328 platform. What was the name of that special edition Ferrari? It was hot stuff back in those days. 855-660-4261. Speaking of hot stuff,
Joining us on the line right now is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the founder and CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's the traveling man himself, Mr. Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. So you're going to be heading Florida way. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of your upcoming plans.
Yeah, we're kind of packing the bags now and cleaning all the cow manure and car cobs out of the car from our last trip to the woods. And I'll be heading down your area in the not-too-distant future. We'll probably take out of here Tuesday morning. We're going to spend the first night down in Fort Payne, Alabama. But we'll be doing a radio show with our buddy down there, Mike Wallace.
Yeah,
we're going to be on the 2 hours talking car stuff, and I have absolutely no idea what we're going to be talking about, but, you know, that never stops me before.
Well, you're going to have a great time with Mike. He's a real great guy and a lifelong broadcaster and certainly a great friend of the program as well.
Yeah, I talked to him a few times. I guess the first time we did the great race together a couple years ago. He was standing in for you, so we put together about an hour and a half program with a couple of interviews for that. So, yeah, I've had a pleasure working with him as your stand-in a couple of times, but sounds like a real great guy.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, and very proud of his station there, WFTP in Fort Payne, Alabama, and he'll be the first one to tell you it's the number one station in that area, and he's very careful about the shows that he puts on, the national shows, and of course does the morning show himself. So you're gonna have lots of fun with our good friend Mike Wallace, and can't wait to get a report on that. And then you're gonna be heading Jacksonville way first, or?
Well, I've got some friends. I'll probably spend Wednesday night with a relative up in Georgia. He always likes me to stop in, and we'll take a ride over to one of our salvage yards and talk to the folks over there. We get down in Thursday night. Tentatively, we're staying in Jacksonville unless my daughter may be able to get me they call it comp. She's in the real estate business, and I might be able to get an apartment closer to the show, but we'll see. And then we'll do the Don Garlitz. We're doing the 28th annual swap meet. It's a Mopar swap meet sponsored by the Florida Mopar Association or Mopar Club. And hopefully we'll meet, Big Daddy himself. And I'll talk to you later in a week. Maybe we can put together an interview with, the king of drag racing himself. If you want me to do that, I'll give it a shot, buddy.
Yeah, no, you definitely should do that.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. And we'll be down there for a couple of days. Where I've been invited down by one of our big salvage yards here in Missouri. It's a Mopar-only yard, and the fellow that runs the yard is also a former national race car, nostalgia race car champion, and a friend of Mr. Garlitz. So I'm hoping to be introduced to some of the all-time deep people when it comes to drag racing. You know, these people that I could only watch go by when I was a young kid in high school, and Mr. Garlitz was working his best to bust that 200-mile-an-hour limit. And that was probably about 17 national championships ago, and no telling how many dozen speed records. But he is pretty much a living legend in drag racing, and maybe I'll have the opportunity.
Yeah, no, it would be a great opportunity and a wonderful treat for our listeners as well. I've never been to his museum. Tell our listeners a little bit about
the complex that he has set up down here in Florida.
Right, it's right near Interstate 75. There is a price to come in, a charge to get in. I don't remember exactly how much the charge is, but considering what you're going to be seeing, it's not that much. If you do stop by, get there early, plan to stay for at least 3 hours, and you'll see some of the greatest cars that ever went down a track. There are several of his cars, several of the Swamp Rats. I'm not sure how many. I think in total there were 32 cars that Mr. Garlitz built, all named Swamp Rat 1 through, I guess, 32. And some of them were destroyed, wrecked. Some of them were modified from maybe a number 3 to a number 7 as time went on. But starting at about 1958 on until, now, I guess, if he's, you know, still got the cars down there. He was building cars and racing cars and breaking the 200-mile barrier and later the 300-mile barrier. And, you know, drag racing or drag races so quick that if you blink or sneeze, the race is over.
That is so true. And for our listeners who would like to eyeball, take a look at Don Garlitz's museum, there's a link you can check out, http://Garlitz, G as in good, A as in apple, R as in Robert, I as in Idaho, L as in Larry, I as in Idaho, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.com. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking more old car stuff and more about some of the recent travels that our good friend Don Jones has experienced. He is the traveling man. I'm the radio guy. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live. Thank you very much for being here. Don Jones joins us from the greater St. Louis area. He's about to head to Don Garlitz Museum and a few other places along the way in the not-too-distant future, and we're always pleased to have him on board with us. If you've got a classic car question, if you're in the market for a classic car, if you're a classic car owner, if you're looking for parts, if you're looking for someone to help you find a particular car, maybe all of your life you wanted, you know, a mid-50s two-seater T-Bird, you know, 57 Bird or something like that. Maybe you've always wanted a early Corvette or a GTO. Certainly Don can help you out with that and also with a ton of advice, especially when it comes to restoring vehicles. Because, Don, this is a, you know, an ever-growing problem. Lots of folks, you know, buy vehicles and then have no idea about how much it's going to cost to restore it. And in many cases, you know, after the costly restoration, they honestly will never recoup that investment.
It's absolutely correct. And so, as I mentioned before, make sure you choose wisely when you pick out a car to restore, so there's something near the value of what you have in it that to be gained if you decide to sell it. Think of it as a labor of love. Once you build a car, even though you've got an awful lot of money in it, it's something that you can enjoy for many, many years. And if it's there to drive, it's a lot cheaper than going out and buying a new car sometimes. And it will hold some value. Yeah, I've been driving my 52 panel all weekend.
Oh, that must have been fun. What's the reaction out there on the streets when you come rolling up in that?
Well, usually a thumbs up. It has a bit of announcement. It's a big truck. It's a 52 panel, four panel, but it's sitting on a 76 Chevrolet frame with some large tires on it. So you're looking down at most cars, and it has a very robust sound to it going through the glass back mufflers. So it definitely draws the attention, particularly considering it's very yellow. So it stands out in a crowd, and I never lose it in the parking lot.
That's very good.
Yeah, going back to Don Garlitz, there were actually 34 gasoline-powered swamp rats, and then he created or had created a Swamp Rat 37, which was an electric car. That was back in 2011 that he did a drag race with a friend of his by the name of Mike Geary. Let me make sure I got the guy's name. I'm sorry, Daryl Gwynn. And they made it up to like 30 miles an hour during that little show race. But I think Garlitz might be moving into doing some electrical dragsters in the future. There's some notes here, but I'm not really too sure where they're going with the car. But don't be surprised if next week when we're talking in a radio that, in fact, I've got a whole rundown on a electric dragster that might be busting 200 miles an hour on batteries.
Wow. That's remarkable. Well, I mean, one thing about electric vehicles, they have instant torque, which is something that all Americans love, and that's the thing that really gives you the get up and go. Horsepower is deceiving. Lots of people think, oh, it's all about the horsepower. Well, the truth of the matter is the torque plays a greater role than anything else, and the horsepower is more for high-end, high-speed cruising.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there's been some torque monsters out there, particularly with Buick GOES engines, just to, they have a longer stroke and that longer leverage to get those heavier cars going. Putting the O's and the Buick engines in the lighter Chevrolet cars, turned out to be a pretty desirable thing to do back in the early 50s. Same thing with Cadillac engines. We'll be doing a thing with Garlitz, and the following weekend we'll be up at Lakeland, Florida, at Carlisle, Florida. So we'll be doing that fall show down there with those guys.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. We're on a radio station, actually, in Lakeland. So that's a win-win for everybody. That's great news. I'm glad to hear that. So hopefully you'll get a chance to see your daughter and spend some time with the family as well.
Right, yeah, the midweek I'll be staying down in Fort Myers with them, checking out my grandkids and probably letting them beat me up since they're both taking taekwondo lessons now. And of course, when I escape them, I'll be at my favorite bar down there listening to rock and roll and, you know, sipping a couple of suds with some of my friends that I met down there over the years.
Well, that's great. Lots of car people down here, and the good thing about, like, California, it goes year-round, unlike, you know, where I hail from, the Northeast and certainly the Midwest. But you see some really, really remarkable classic cars that have been well taken care of down here. But of course, you always have the problem with the salt air. If you're too close to the ocean, that can take a serious toll. Got a question here about, this is an interesting question. This one comes from David. David is listening in New Jersey, and David would like to get his hands on a woody wagon, but he has no idea how much a real woody wagon would set him back. Can you help David out with some ballpark numbers? That's a tough
one. Oh, my. You know, he's asking a very, very wide question. We need to take a look at what year. I'm supposing he's thinking more of like a 1950s, possibly, or 1940s Ford. Depending on condition, I would probably say something rebillable, about $2,000, and then it can go up from there very quickly into the tens of thousands. I don't really see any woodies out there. I don't, they're not in the salvage yard. fact, I could almost think in my head that the last time I seen one was about 1965, sitting on the Mississippi River bank with weeds growing out of it. You know, that's how rare they are. They're very desirable. People that have them want to either keep them or know what they've got. You know, they are out there. My thoughts would be to save up your money and start looking for something that that's probably about, you might be able to get into one for about 10 grand if you're lucky. And I'm talking Midwest prices out in New Jersey. If you could add a significant amount to the value of a car in New Jersey compared to what it would run here in the Midwest. But
yeah,
probably, you know, Hemmings would be a good start point to look for one.
Very good suggestion. And, of course, you know, eBay Motors is another very popular place for people to look at stuff today. But Hemmings, I agree with Don, is a more traditional place that you might find a more traditional owner putting their vehicle up for grabs there. And don't forget, Don also deals with unusual vehicles, fire trucks, military vehicles, motorcycles from time to time. So if any time if you get a problem, Don doesn't mind picking up the phone. He gives out his own personal number, and just don't call him in the middle of the night.
He loves to get on my bad side.
Exactly.
Hear my unfriendly side, I guess, be more accurate. Yeah, we'll help somebody out. Some days I'm real busy or driving. I can't really talk while I'm driving, but you know, you catch me in the morning before I leave the house, you know, I'll go ahead and spend some time and help you out with your problem. We've got 35,000 cars sitting in those 20-some salvage yards. So there's a lot of cars to get started on.
There certainly is a lot of cars to get started on, lots of good stuff. And folks should bookmark this, theoldcarguys.com, because it's updated all the time, and you can check out what Don has available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, thank you, my friend, for your time and expertise here today, and we'll definitely get you back with us next Sunday.
Okay, we'll talk to you then.
All right, thank you. There he is, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, Don Jones. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Check out my website, autoworldradio.com.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up, and then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.